What's good? What's good? Man, how y'all doing today, man? This is your boy Commotion, and welcome to Coded Black once again. I definitely appreciate you all for tuning in, man. It's currently about 65 degrees right now in Atlanta, Georgia. It's beautiful outside today, man. It's freaking lovely, man. It kind of look like Cali out here. I've never been to Cali, but it looks like it, man. It's beautiful, dog. I just appreciate it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for this weather, man. We got a low of 42 today, but it's all good, man. Man, it poured down yesterday, too, man. I was supposed to go out with J. Joe Lee, my personal stylist. But, man, I ended up canceling. It was raining too hard, dog. It kind of, like, ruined my whole mood. We all know how it is when it's raining. And, you know what I'm saying? We just don't even really want to go out no more after that. It was pouring down too hard. But, man, enough about me. I hope y'all having a good day, man. If you got kids, hope you made it to school on time today. If you went to work, I hope you made it to work on time today. And if you're in college, man, I hope you made it to class on time today. I think y'all on spring break still. But if not, I just hope that you geared your mind back up to get, you know, go in and get back ready for class, man. Because we all know how that goes, man. But if you still on spring break, you already know what I've been saying the past couple weeks, past couple episodes. Use condoms. Use condoms. Use condoms, man. Be responsible. Don't do no zannies, no mollies, no exes, no white girls, no none of that stuff, man. Smoke a little something, drink a little something, man. It's all we ever really needed, dog. Or wanted, you know what I'm saying? But whatever you all are doing out there in this world today, I just hope that you kept positive vibes, positive spirits, and a positive outlook and perspective on life as a whole. Because what's one of my favorite quotes? It makes a big difference. Yeah, you already know what's up, man. Already know, dog. But if we can, man, let's go ahead and get into the opening quote of the day. People may not remember exactly what you did or what you said, but they will always remember how you made them feel. Man, look, that quote is so powerful, dog. I first seen the quote when I was booking my massage appointment that I have on this upcoming Tuesday, man. I seen it on the wall and I said, that is a beautiful quote. The lady said, thank you, of course. But that is by the beautiful, honorable, graceful Maya Angelou, the Afro-American poet, singer, memorist, and civil rights activist. She published 7 autobiographies, 3 books of essays. Let me repeat that. 3 books of essays and several books of poetry, man. 7 autobiographies, 3 books of essays, and several books of poetry. Man, rest easy, queen, man. You will truly be missed. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, man. You know what? I need to pick up some of her books of poetry, man. Really, I need to pick up all of those books that she published in. Man, that's amazing, dog. Rest easy, queen, man. We definitely appreciate your time and effort and your value while on this earth. But, man, let's go ahead and get into the topic of the day. Okay, so shout out to the homie Ami for the topic / question. He asked me, do I think black feminism has ruined the black family structure? Now, if you don't know what black feminism is, let's go over the definition. So according to womens.net, black feminist theory was formed from an understanding of intersecting models of discrimination to demonstrate that race and gender should not be viewed as separate categories. I'll repeat it again. Black feminist theory was formed from an understanding of intersecting models of discrimination It was formed from an understanding of intersecting models of discrimination to demonstrate that race and gender should not be viewed as separate categories. And let's go back to the question, man. Do you think black feminism has ruined the black family structure? That's what my creative director, IME, asked me. Now, my response was, and my response is, I think it has in a sense. Because, generally speaking, back in the 1950s and 60s, white women were the main ones who mainly wanted to be equal, quote unquote, with their men as a whole. So they masked it as the fight for women's rights to influence and pull the Afro-American woman away from her man, and that therefore created division. Oh, let's fight for women's rights, let's be equal. The Afro-American woman never felt like she wasn't equal with the man. With her man, excuse me. It was the white woman that felt like that. They felt degraded, you know? And, you know, being that therefore created division, do you all remember the book Law of War? If you don't, just look it up, Google it, go to the library, go to Barnes & Noble if they're still around. So one of the main key points in the book, The Law of War, in defeating any group, army, or organization, one of the main key points is to divide and conquer, which creates instability and gradually causes chaos in a sense. You feel me? But I mean, looking at black feminism from the perspective of a single Afro-American mother, you know, she has to play both roles in the household in an attempt to maintain balance and consistency. Now, this gives her a feeling of independency, black woman pride, quote unquote, and I'm all for black woman pride, don't get me wrong, I'm not no sexist. But it gives her a feeling of independency, black woman pride, and a level of superiority to Afro-American men, especially. And, you know, as a result of the things I spoke about earlier, you know, I mean, it's documented that, you know, when white women were fighting for women's rights, they pulled black women into it, man. And I don't think Afro-American women should have ever been into that sector at all, because it divided us and it deterred us from what we were really fighting for, which was Afro-American civil rights. Because even though white women may have been discriminated in their own households, in their white workplaces, and, you know, in the Caucasian structure of society, they still were valued more than Afro-American men and women. So we, you know, our women should have never even been into that, you know? Everything is an agenda, I guarantee it, man. I'm not trying to be no conspiracy theorist, you know, I'm all about Afro-American empowerment. But things have been put in place to divide and conquer the Afro-American race. And I'm like, why are y'all doing all of this? Because you already divided us, and you may have feel like you conquered us, but I guess we keep rising. You know, we keep empowering each other. We keep rising, man. We keep going closer and closer to the sun with this beautiful melanin skin that we have, man. No one on earth has melanated skin like the colored culture, man. Like, you know, like the melanated culture, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like the way the sun bounces off our skin, man, is ridiculous, man. And I'm a red fellow, you know what? I like to say I'm more red bone, quote unquote. But yeah, man, you know, everything is an agenda against us, man. The laws, I mean, it's different rules put in place in school, you know. They don't want us to reach our full potential. But I refuse to let that happen, man. You know? That's why I created this podcast, man. We will rise. We will empower each other. But like I always say, man, please give me your take. Please call in, interact with me. How do you feel? Let's repeat the question again. Do you think black feminism has ruined the black family structure? You let me know. Y'all talk to me. Ladies, tell me what's up, because I know y'all going to have something to say anyway. Don't jump down my throat either, man. You know, it's Friday. Let's keep it smooth, man. You know? But yeah, man, just let me know how you feel, dog. You know, the goal is always to educate, inspire, and enlighten, man. EIE. Please call in, dog. Please. But man, you know, I appreciate you for tuning in, dog. It's Friday. Please enjoy yourself. Hey, man, you know, we all been working hard, man. So let's go ahead and enjoy this week and encapsulate it. Encapsulate the week. You know, with a nice little drink, nice little smoke. I got some right here. I ain't even gonna lie, dog. But I ain't gonna incriminate myself and say what it is, though. But you know, hey, man, let's go ahead and get lifted, man. It's Friday. We should feel good. And if you're not having a good day, man, make it the best day you can. You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's hard out there, y'all. And that's why I want us to empower each other, man. And I'm not even just talking about my race and my culture, our culture, our race, you know, in that aspect, man. Let's have a good day, man. You know, feeling good, sun out. I don't know if the sun is out wherever you all are, but the sun is out. And, you know, the wind ain't blowing too hard in Georgia, man. We got a good couple of days coming up as far as weather. And a good couple of days in general, man. I'm really on this positive kick, y'all. It ain't for show, man. It's for real, dog. Please be looking out for my visuals very, very soon. I will be slotted at a radio station, an online radio station that's based in Atlanta, Georgia. And the visuals will be coming soon, you all. I guarantee it, man. So I'm telling you here and now on my anchor.fm fam. I'll still be doing my episodes. I'll still be doing the podcast. It won't be every day. Probably be like 2-3 days out the week. You know what I'm saying? On top of the visuals that I'll be doing. So, man, just, hey, like I said, man, I told y'all I'm making moves, dog. Told y'all. I ain't trying to talk y'all head off. Just got one more thing to say. Remember, I'm on Instagram, Coded_black. That's CODD3D _BLACK. Please follow me. I'll follow you back. I'm not bougie. I ain't got that many followers. You know what I'm saying? I follow too many celebrities, but I don't care, man. It's Instagram. You know what I'm saying? They'll be up soon. I want a genuine following. Not just 100. Not just 100K followers that I don't know. That's probably generated. It's probably not real. You know? I'm not hating. I'm just saying. Let's be real. Follow me on Facebook, COD3D, /black, BLACK. You know what I'm saying? YouTube, I told you the visuals will be coming very, very soon. I'm so excited, I'm stuttering, y'all. They're coming very, very soon, though, man. Just look out, dog. So I'm telling you, man, I got an hour slot at a radio station. And I'll be letting you all know how you all can check it out, man. Oh, also, all right, last couple things. Please sign up at the1000menmarch.com, man. Let's reclaim our community. Let's get ourselves together. Let's police up ourselves. And let's get this thing going, man. I want to start a huge organization. Let's be a part of history. You want to be a part of history? Let's be a part of history, man. Also, go to webuyblack.com. It's a website with all Afro-American owned businesses, black owned businesses. It may be African owned businesses. It's melanated owned businesses, man. I'm just going to put it like that. Also, follow my cousin Damien, Ambassador for Christ Apparel. He does all type of apparel, y'all. So if you're trying to really brand your podcast or brand something, or you just want to, a shirt design for yourself, Ambassador for Christ. That's Ambassador IV, the Roman numeral IV Christ Apparel. I ain't gonna salt y'all intelligence and say you can't spell. So you're not a spell ambassador. You know how to spell Christ, of course, and you know how to spell apparel. So Ambassador IV Roman numeral Christ apparel. Shout out to the cuz, man, because I'm gonna be having my coded black shirts very, very soon, and I'll be selling them on my coded black Instagram page mainly. So y'all, hey man, that's all I got to say, man. I appreciate you all for tuning in, man. And always remember, winners make adjustments. Peace, my kings and queens. Commotion checking out.
Guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope, selling dope.
Selling dope, selling dope.
Okay, the neighbors think I'm selling dope, selling dope, selling dope. New picture with the president. I just want to talk to the man. Speak for the boys in a bando. And my nigga never walking again. Apologize if I'm hopping again. I know these things happen often, but I'm back on the scene. I was lost in a dream as I write this a team down in Austin. I've been building me a house back home in the South, ma. Won't believe what it's costing. And it's fit for a king, right? Or a nigga that can sing and explain all the pain that it cost him. My 16 should have came with a coffin. For the fame and the fortune. Well, maybe not the fortune, but one thing is for sure, though, the fame is exhausting. That's why I moved away. I needed privacy, surrounded by the trees in Ivy League. Students that's recruited higher league, thinking you do you and I do me. Crib has got a big old back of yard. My niggas stand outside and pass cigars, filled with marijuana, laughing hard. Thankful that they friends a platinum star. In the driveway there's no rapper cars, just some shit to get from back and forth. Just some shit to get from back and forth. Welcome to the shelter, this is pure. We'll help you if you felt too insecure to be the star you always knew you were. Wait, I think police is at the door.
Okay, the neighbors think I'm selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope. Neighbors think I'm selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope. Selling dope. Selling dope. Selling dope.
Motherfucker, I am. Some things you can't escape. Death, taxes, and a rape. This is society to make. Every nigga feel like a candidate for a Trayvon kind of fate. Even when your crib sit on a lake, even when your plaques hang on the wall, even when the president jammed your tape. Took a little break just to annotate how I feel, damn it's late. I can't sleep cause I'm paranoid. Black in a white man territory. Cops bust in with the army guns. No evidence of the harm we done. Just a couple neighbors that assume we slang. Only time they see us, we be on the news and change. Damn.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.